Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Two Terre Haute residents were arrested in connection with an armed robbery that occurred in Marshall early Wednesday morning. According to a press release from the Marshall Police Department, officers were called at 2:25 a.m. on Wednesday to a residence at 701 Jean Drive for an armed robbery that had occurred. Upon arrival on scene, officers were notified that the suspects had already fled from the scene, and the victim told officers that three individuals had entered his home, held him at gunpoint, and demanded several items before fleeing. Later, a Clark County Sheriff's Office deputy located two individuals matching the description of two of the suspects walking in Marshall. They were then taken into custody and were taken to the Clark County Jail. The two suspects were identified as 21-year-old J.C. Beasley of Terre Haute and 23-year-old Travis Moore of Terre Haute. Beasley is being charged with armed robbery, home invasion, and motor vehicle theft, while Moore is being charged with armed robbery, home invasion, motor vehicle theft, and possession of a weapon by a felon. A third suspect is still at large and is being sought by police officers. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Affordable housing developers all across the state have been awarded a combined $22.5 million in federal tax credits to help finance new construction or project rehabilitation. The Illinois Housing Development Authority said the credits will generate more than $250 million in private capital to finance the more than 1,400 dwellings and support more than 2,000 construction jobs and nearly 550 permanent jobs. He's the only Illinois House Democrat running for higher office that didn't endorse Speaker Michael Madigan, and now State Representative Scott Drury plans a tell-all. This afternoon, Drury, who's running for the Attorney General position being vacated by Madigan's daughter Lisa, will detail his efforts to get Speaker Madigan on board with what Drury characterizes as anti-corruption measures. And two more Illinois counties have joined in a pilot program with the state that has the county conducting liquor inspections for the state. The pilot program ends next summer. This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.